Get Puck.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Get Pucked podcast live edition of the NHL draft. It's here, baby. It's here.
We're here. It's what we've been waiting for. It's all this hype, all this talk, all these rumors. Where's Michkov going? Is he going to the Habs? Is he going somewhere else? Who knows? All we know is that no matter how you spin it, no matter what happens, you're going to find some unhappy people.
The only for sure is Bedard goes one. After that, it is a complete crapshoot. We have no idea where anybody's going. And I think that makes for the most fun for these types of things, personally. Who's going to be there at five? Are they going to keep five when the picks get down, when right after San Jose picks? Are we going to see, you know, Bettman walk up, I have a trade to announce, everybody's heart's going to jump out of their chest? I don't know. I'm excited, but
there's two guarantees here.
Go.
Bedard's tell me the guarantees. One, and Bettman will get booed. Every time he goes to that podium, he's going to get booed. Everything else is a surprise, this draft. So we'll see how it goes.
I'm in agreement. I think those are the two certainties of life tonight. But let's get it out there now. Let's one last time for the record. What's going to happen? Give me your prediction. I'll give you my prediction.
What are we talking about in terms of trades or draft picks?
Well, do they pick at five? And if they do, who are they taking? And if they don't pick at five, where are they going?
Unless they get blown out of the water or from a ridiculous offer, a ridiculous trade, they're definitely picking at five. They would have to get some kind of package that's like too good to refuse. You know what I mean? Already you're hearing that both of Nashville's picks and Askarov is not enough. So anybody who thought that it's not. It really isn't. So. Anybody who thought that would be enough, there's no chance. I mean, you and I tried to go through the rosters and see where you could maybe come up with a package from the different teams that are just behind Montreal, and it wasn't that easy to do. There wasn't many things that I could say that I would be willing to trade the fifth overall for to move down. However, if they were to move down and trade away that pick, I can't see them going further back than two, max three spots. So Nashville, as much as they want to make a big splash because the draft is in Nashville and it's Barry Trotz's first go at being a GM, I just don't see it happening for Nashville. See it happening.
But are you long-winded me here? Give me your prediction. What do you think is going to happen? Don't talk to me about Nashville.
Montreal's going to pick fifth. They're not going to trade down.
Okay. Who are they taking?
It will all depend. Like, it depends. I mean, you had Anaheim already. There's rumors that they might go for Michkov. Elliot Friedman suggested that maybe they could go for Michkov at two, and which would throw everything at a complete loop, and things would go nuts. So it depends how it plays out. You know what? This is what I'll say. I'll say this. If by the time Montreal's speaking and Will Smith is still there, I think Montreal's keeping that pick. Or if Leo Carlson is still there, Montreal's keeping that pick. Anybody who was supposed to go in the top five, not named Michkov, if they're still there where Montreal's speaking, they're going to keep that pick. If by the time they're speaking and they have to decide between Michkov, Leonard, Benson, Reinbacher, they may consider trading down if they get a good enough package. So I'm going to say I'll say that they keep it. I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to say they're going to keep the pick and they're going to make the pick at number five. I don't think there's anybody behind them that can offer them anything good enough for them to do something different.
Okay.
What I will say is I do
think I don't think you're crazy. I think they're probably, I think they're going to probably keep the pick also. I think likely it's going to be Michkov. I think it's actually going to happen. At the same time, is it possible that he trades down? I'm not going to say no, but I think like most people have been saying, I mean, it has to be an offer that makes absolutely like just you can't turn it away. And I only think that there's a handful of teams that can do that. I mean, realistically, I just don't think that first off, Nashville is far too far back to move all the way back there. What they would have to give to overcompensate for that fact, I don't think they would want to do that. And I don't think that it's a practical trade to make. That said, I would look at Philly. Obviously, we've been talking about that. We talked about that a little while back. Philly is a potential target. Arizona less so to my belief, although we did talk earlier, you and I, about what we thought maybe Arizona might do, being the insane franchise that they are. We can play around with that topic in a bit. But I think ultimately we're going to see them pick at five. And while, yes, I think Will Smith is their guy, I don't think he's going to be there by the time it's their pick. It would be exciting to see them have to choose between Carlson and Michkov. I think that would be like, whoa, what are they going to do? Because if it's Michkov and really anybody else, I think they go with Michkov. I really do. I don't think it was tradecraft what he was doing.
If Michkov ends up at Michkov. If Carlson's there when Montreal's speaking, they're going to take Carlson over Michkov. The guy was the consensus third overall pick. Everyone was projecting him to go third overall to the Columbus Blue Jackets. If he's there by the time Montreal speaks, because all of a sudden Anaheim, went nuts, so to speak, and they decided to take Michkov at two, and it just brought everything down and moved and shifted all the players in the top five, then that's what's going to happen. You're going to see Carlson just end up with the Montreal Canadiens. Can you say no to that? Would you be unhappy? I wouldn't be.
I know a lot of people are a little tentative about Michkov. Obviously, you got these random people coming out of the woodworks all of a sudden reporting that he has issues with his teammates and character issues.
I don't know about any of that. Something crazy is coming up here. Kevin Weeks just tweeted, rumblings from NHL draft. I'm also hearing there's a chance the Preds Preds top goalie prospect could be on the move via trade, perhaps to the Montreal Canadiens.
There's no way, dude. If he does that, it better not be Askarov 15 and 22 only. It better not be, man. That would make no sense to me. None. Like, actual none.
Like, I'm starting to get actually scared about this, man. It's not enough.
But now you got to start scouring through their team. Who else would you take? Who else do you take? Or does he make the Preds eat some salary? Okay.
If it makes you feel a little better, Riddle, of why just came out at the moment, I'm going to translate it. He wrote it in French, but at the moment, there's no indication that Montreal is going to trade their first round pick. There's a stronger chance, and it's more likely that they're going to keep their pick. But either way, a call can kind of change it.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. Literally nobody. They have no clue. They have no clue what's going on. This is amazing. Now I'm reading here, there's no shortage of people who think that the Ducks are going to take Carlson.
Yeah, I actually saw that earlier. Wouldn't that be crazy, huh? Wouldn't that... Fantilli drops a spot to Columbus because Anaheim decides to take Carlson.
Fundamentally, it's going to be funny to see where they all land, but it doesn't really matter because all these guys were already projected to be taken ahead of the Habs. So if they're gone at two or gone at four, they're gone. And it depends who's left. That's the most important question. That's the most important question. Are all the rumors about Will Smith true? That certain teams in the, I think it was Columbus, that's coveting him really, really badly?
They like him.
So is that true? Or are they going to take Fantilli if he's there? Is Fantilli going to be there at two? Or
that's a stupid question. If Fantilli makes it to Columbus at three, they're taking Fantilli over Will Smith.
Why? Fantilli was there at two, and the Ducks didn't take him.
But if the Ducks are going to pass on Fantilli, it's because the rumors that people are, have speculated, which, again, they're rumors because everyone has, even Elliot Friedman said, while it wouldn't be crazy to see Anaheim take Michkov, they don't really know because Verbeek doesn't tell anybody anything. He keeps it to himself. He's like Iserman for that. You don't know what's going to happen with that guy's mind.
Anything.
No, some things are confirmed. There's some things that
just a little bit here because I'm watching it here on my other screen.
Like, I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's some things that is going to happen. But
dude, there is so much smoke.
I guess my question is, what do you think is the biggest surprise in this draft?
What would be the biggest surprise? Um, I mean, I don't know if it would be a big surprise, but if the Habs keep five and Michkov keeps falling, I would be pretty surprised if he makes it past five.
There's no way he makes it past eight, even if he does keep falling. Washington's
I would be personally very surprised if he gets to five and he's not taken at five. Like, because in my mind, the way I'm seeing this play out is if he's there at five and the Habs don't want him, they're making a trade. Why would they not make a trade and move back with the team and get something else to, you know, it just wouldn't make any sense. So if they stay at five and don't take him, that would be the biggest surprise to me. Other than that, if you want to talk about things that could never possibly happen, if Fantilli drops to like four or five, because everybody's got these crazy mock-ups that like Will Smith and Carlson and Michkov are going to go ahead.
Well, I'll say this. I forgot which site had Will Smith dropping to six. That would be the biggest surprise for me is if Will Smith gets their Habs and Habs say no, you know? So that
never going to happen.
There's no chance. Okay. So I told you who I think they're going to draft. I still think that if Will Smith gets the Montreal Canadiens, doesn't matter if Michkov's there or whatnot, they're going to go for Will Smith. Okay, it's just the link with Kent Hughes is just too strong there.
It's the safer bet. I'm not saying it's the right play, but it's the safer play. And I don't necessarily know if Kent Hughes and Gorton get criticized terribly if that's the move they make. I don't think so.
The only player that they can draft that would really piss people off as if they took Reinbacher at five.
The nightmare scenario. Yeah.
Because to a certain extent, I understand, right? Because if you're interested in Reinbacher, if you're the Montreal Canadiens and you want Reinbacher, you could probably trade down two picks, collect more assets, and still get Reinbacher anyway. Now, with that being said, there's a couple of people and analysts and scouts who have speculated that Reinbacher could go in the top five. I don't think he's going to go in the top five, but if he does, wouldn't that throw things out of whack from the projections and all that? That's the only way. That would probably be my biggest surprise. Honestly, when I think about it, is Reinbacher somehow coming because he's that the best defensive prospect in this draft pool right now? That he somehow moves into the top six.
It would 100% be the biggest surprise. And it's so unlikely to happen because the forward talent is that strong that you couldn't possibly make sense by taking Reinbacher that high. You couldn't justify it. I couldn't see how any GM can come out and say, whatever. Carlson was there, but we really wanted Reinbacher. We really like his game and stuff. Like, nobody is suggesting that this guy is in the top five players to be picked in this draft. Nobody. And if you are, I would like to know the medication that you're on. Now, is he going to be a really good defenseman in the NHL? This is very likely. I would bet that he's going to be one. But a lot of people are suggesting that his game, his offensive game, is not there for him to be a one on a team. And if you're not going to be a one on a team, how could you possibly be taken in the top 10?
Well, top 10 would make sense, just not top five.
I don't even know. I wouldn't be surprised if he slips out of top 10.
There's value in being a right-handed defenseman. That's the thing. That's what makes his value, and the fact that he's got a good hockey IQ and he could move as well as he can for a guy of his size. It's the fact that he's a right-handed defenseman that shoots up his value. Because if it was any other draft where this draft was more, you know, where the strength was on defense, then, yeah, he probably wouldn't be as coveted as he is.
He's shining now because of like how few star defensive prospects there are in the draft. I mean, if you're the best of what's there, then obviously you're going to look that much better. And again, I'm not necessarily saying this is going to be a terrible pick for whoever takes him. And if he gets picked at nine all the way to whatever, like in the mid-teens, like you're going to get a very, very good defenseman to play for your team. I simply look at it, and again, I take this with a grain of salt. I think it's important to say that at the end of the day, we don't really know these guys. We know what other people say. We've seen very little of their actual game themselves. We haven't been following their junior careers for years or whatever. Reading about Reinbacher, he is a very strong defensive defenseman. And those don't typically get to the 1D of the team.
There are some players that we followed, but yeah, Reinbacher is not one of the guys that we followed closely. That's for sure.
Yes.
So now Kevin Weeks is actually having to explain himself because
there's a certain everybody lost their minds.
Lost their minds about that last tweet that you know that maybe Askarov could be heading to the Montreal Canadiens because he's hearing certain rumblings. Poor guy has to explain himself. Can't say anything in Montreal, especially if it's things that people don't want to hear. Can't do it. Can't do it. We'll crucify you. That's just the way it is.
All I see is him actually responding to some random dude saying like, oh, real question. When was the last time Kevin Weeks actually broke anything? And he writes back, you can check my timeline and the millions of views on much of the news I've broken. Numbers and the clock don't lie, my man. Hope you're having a great night in Berta, though.
Well, look, in recent years, in the last couple of years, Kevin Weeks has been one of the best trade breakers.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
He's definitely been one of the best, for sure.
It's gonna be something, man. I don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows what's up. He tweeted that out about the rumbling thing 9 minutes ago, right? He has 628 likes and 207 retweets. You think Habs fans are a little bit antsy?
Well, of course we are. Of course we are.
Oh my God.
We don't know what's going to happen. There's been rumors left, right, and center. I mean, even Habs Fan TV caught up with Kent Hughes and Vincent LeCavalier, and they asked him about Michkov and he smirked. Right?
What's he going to do?
It's just to say, right?
Keep a stone face? Nothing.
Nobody really knows what's happening, and nobody will know until
you know what?
2 minutes before.
I don't know if it's going to be for the better or the detriment of the team. There's something deep down in me that just would love to see Bettman walk up to the podium before five, say there's a trade, and it be this insane, like maybe three-team insane trade. Like, I think that would be hilarious. I think Twitter would actually go nuts. It'd be so much fun to watch. I don't know. I think that would be a lot of fun, personally. What is this here? Elliot Friedman gives Montreal's percentage to keep the fifth overall pick is upwards of 50%.
Well, yeah, obviously. But
literally has no idea what's going to happen. There's a greater than 50% chance they keep five, but it almost comes down to a toss-up. That's what I like from my GM, man. That's what I like. Get nuts. Keep everyone guessing. Keep all the other GMs in your pocket. Don't make a move until the last second. Oh, it's going to be good. Oh, I'm so excited.
You know what? For the sake of this, I'm going to actually play a video. One we've already uploaded. It's our promo video for the draft. I feel like we could hype it up for a few minutes before the draft starts and see how it goes. I hope you enjoy. Oh.
The NHL draft. A moment that can change the course of a franchise forever. It's a time where dreams come true as young talents rise to the occasion. And for the Montreal Canadiens, they're poised to make a monumental choice. The city of Montreal pulses with anticipation.
With the 15th overall selection, the Montreal Canadiens select from the U.S. National Development Program, Cole Caulfield.
Fans are buzzing as they eagerly wait to see who will don the iconic red, white, and blue jersey. The energy is electric, and the stage is set for a massive announcement. In the war room, the Canadiens management team is hard at work, meticulously analyzing every prospect. They're searching for that perfect puzzle piece, the player who will slot into the plan.
Avec notre premier choix au repêchage, with our first pick in the 2022 NHL draft, les Canadiens de Montréal sont fiers de repêcher from the Slovakian national team and TPS Turku, Juraj Slafkovský.
The vision of what they see this team becoming. The talent pool is brimming with promise. Touted as one of the best draft classes in years, there is no shortage of superstar caliber players for the Habs to select with their fifth overall pick. No doubt the draft floor will be packed with passionate fans, eagerly awaiting their team's next move.
The Montreal Canadiens are proud to select from the WHL, Carey Price.
The atmosphere will be electric as whispers and speculation fill the air. Who will be the one chosen? The one to help bring their team to the next level. And for the Canadiens, back to being one of the top teams in the league. But this isn't just any team we're talking about. This is the Habs. This is a franchise steeped in tradition, with a legacy that reaches back to the earliest days of the sport. The pressure to succeed here is palpable, as the city yearns for that return to greatness. Kent Hughes and Jeff Gorton have shocked everyone before with last-minute trade deals right there on the draft floor. Will there be another this year? Only time will tell. Tension and excitement have been building since the end of the season. Every Habs fan is desperate to hear those words. The Montreal Canadiens are proud to select. The only question left is, who's it going to be? And we're about to find out.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Well done to you, sir. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. It started. Here we
it's
go.
Starting. It's By the way, did you happen to catch that? It didn't say which team it was, but the toughest question David Reinbacher got asked about going to if you're terrible, World War II and you're the captain question. Of a boat, you have to terrible bomb an enemy question. Boat, but teammates are sort of like, who the hell asks this stuff?
I don't know, man. They try like, to think out of the box. I can kind of appreciate that you're trying to like think of a way to put a person in position to be like, you know, what would you do to assess their character? I just think it's a really dumb question first to ask. And you got to also take into context the player you're asking. The fact that he is from Austria and with what happened, it just is not a good look. It's just a silly thing to have done. There's better ways to have asked a question to ascertain a kid's personality. So I don't know. Silly. And really dumb. And I'm happy that it wasn't the Habs. Because I think they confirmed it wasn't the Canadians.
Thank God. But there's a lot of people tweeting out that they expect the Habs to actually acquire a goalie during this draft. Not even picking a goalie.
I don't know.
One. I just don't.
Oh, acquiring would be, I mean, I don't know, dude. And we're back to Askarov again.
No. I didn't say Askarov. Because, well, it's coming out. It's like, upwards of 50%. Kent Hughes just said that they're going to keep the pick and make their selection at 5.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. The fact that Carey Price is at the table and he was the last player that they picked at 5 and all of these things lining up for him to come out and do this thing, I mean, is that a telltale sign? Do we have to read into this? I don't know. But I know one thing. The first pick is coming up and that one is a foregone conclusion. Easy, simple, go up, shake hands. He should be standing at the side, by the way. He shouldn't even be next to any of his parents or anything. Just go up to there and just wait. They're going to call you. Just walk right up. Let's not waste the time.
I don't know. Maybe it's because his jersey's on my wall. I'm still not ready, not fully anyways, to see Carey Price be part of the Canadian staff and not stopping pucks in goal. I know I gotta accept that.
Yeah, you gotta accept it. You gotta get over it.
It just didn't happen gracefully. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if there's any way to, he went to the cup. I mean, what more do you want? Like, he brought this team. He hobbled his ass all the way to the cup, carried them. It's unfortunate how it turned out, but I mean, if there's a way to go out, given the Canadiens the first cup appearance since '93, is a pretty good way to do it.
Oh man. I guess.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, if all of a sudden it gets to the Montreal Canadiens and they take Leonard.
It's going to be the longest 3 or 5 minutes or however long it is.
Are you going to be mad if they take Leonard?
At 5? They stay at 5 and take Leonard?
Yeah.
Which means Mishkov is there and they take Leonard instead of him? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be one of those people that are going to be super mad if you find out?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you how I feel about it. I have a lot of faith in the management. They haven't done anything yet to really put me in a position to question their judgment. They clearly know more than every one of our any other fan that's out there, any of the pundits. They're in there. They've done their homework. If they choose him after meeting Mishkov and everything that's gone on since, will I be mad? Absolutely not. Do I personally believe, in my limited knowledge, that Mishkov is a superior hockey player? Yes. And do I believe they should draft the best hockey player available? I do. So in that regard, I'll be a little disappointed. But if they take Leonard, then they know something I don't. And I back whoever they take. It's just like last year. I was pretty confident they were going to take Shane Wright. I was ready to be on the right train. They took Slaff instead. I go to the Slaff train. I back who they take because this is the GM of the team that I'm got a rooting interest in. That's how I look at it.
So it's coming out more and more. And I mean, Corey Pronman tweeted, it was a while ago, but that Nashville apparently has officially made the offer to the Montreal Canadiens for the 15th, Askarov, and second round pick for the 5th. And I agree with Sam who replied to this, aka Nashville offers a bunch of garbage.
It's not enough. It's such the problem with that is, as cool as it would be to have Askarov in the pipeline and where he's projected, he still hasn't played really in the NHL. You have no idea what you have in him. You know, you have a tremendous prospect and it could materialize into something great, but it's not enough because the fall off from 5 all the way to 15 is tremendous. Yeah, it's a deep draft and yeah, you'll probably get a decent player, but it's the caliber. And giving you 25 afterwards, yes, it's another first-round pick. That's wonderful. But already the percentages there play heavily against you. So you're giving me a prospect that hasn't actually played NHL yet. You're giving me two much further back picks for my 5th. It's not enough. You got it. You'd have to ramp up. You'd have to give me something else. And I couldn't even begin to formulate what a package from Nashville would be in order for me personally to feel comfortable to drop from 5 to 15. I can't see it. I just can't.
They don't have it. They just don't have it. They don't have the assets, in my opinion, to really make it enticing for Montreal to sacrifice that 5th overall pick for 15th and Askarov and a 2nd. It's just not enough. I'm sure there are teams who have already made better offers than that. They're dangling Askarov because, yes, he's got a high ceiling, a lot of potential. There's a lot to love about his game.
Oh, I'd want him. I'd want him with the deal.
Pick.
Yeah, here we go. Is it starting? I think it's starting. There he is. Boo him. I hear some boos.
Ooh, Batman.
I hear some boos. Boo. Of course you hear some boos. Brings out David Poyle.
Every arena is going to boo this guy.
Look at him. Look at him.
Even when he says we have a trade for announcement, worse than that cheer.
What a snake.
He's the count.
He brings out Poyle to not get booed.
He's the count. Look at him.
Look at this guy. He's like in his element.
Sesame Street.
He's in his element, this guy.
He loves it. He embraces it. You got to give him that, though. He embraces being the villain.
Yes. Yes.
I want to thank those who are watching and following us right now. Appreciate it.
Oh, man. You know what sucks about this? It's big. It's important. You want to see the pick already with Bedard, but like, let's get to it. Let's get to it. To the meat.
Of course. Let's get to it.
Whew.
I believe whoever's watching us, you can write in the comments who you think they'll draft at 5.
They're gonna trade the pick. I get the feeling they're gonna trade it.
No, I think you're just nervous. I don't think they're gonna trade the pick.
You know what it is? I want the chaos. I think the trade of the pick would be the biggest amount of chaos. I just hope that it's not for something that we all look in like, what are you thinking?
Well, for our for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
It's Philly or it's Detroit.
Hold on. For the Toronto Maple Leafs, Dave Pagnotta says contract talks between the Leafs and Austin Matthews continue, but a deal is not yet close. He loves Toronto. He wants to win. That much is clear. I'm told his next deal will be 3, 4, 5 years max, not beyond.
Ooh. Give Poyle his dues.
Hey, longest running GM, I think, right now.
Give him his dues.
The guy lost his eye for the sport. He lost the vision in one eye for this sport.
That's a little nice bit of info. I didn't know that.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he was in the I could be wrong. It was during a practice or something like that, and he was in the hallway or whatever, and the puck just, it was like a freak accident. The puck went towards him and it kind of like hit him in the eye.
Like a Final Destination kind of thing, and made like 15 bounces.
Yeah, it's something like that. I mean, I could be off on the details a little bit, but somewhat that happened. Poor guy.
Oh, baby.
I feel like they should have brought Arizona should bring Shea Weber for this.
Heck of an A.
Shea Weber is part of their organization.
Look at this. Imagine they bring Webs out there. Oh, my God. That'd be something. Where's PK?
Oh, there's Pecorino and Roman Yossi.
Yeah. Give him. Play a little tune on it. Smashville.
Come on, let's start the chaos.
Get to it already. Yes, shake his hand. Yes, it's nice. You got everybody sitting on the edge of
the draft. It's the draft. It's not his retirement party. Do the retirement party on his last game. Let's do this. Sorry, Nashville fans.
Oh, my Lord.
I love this. Scott Matloff on Twitter.
Come on.
David Poyle seems like the last dude who would want a guitar.
True. I mean, you got to give him a sign off. I mean, that's fine. But I mean, we're sitting here. We're just salivating. We want to know. If anything, this is giving more time for a trade or something to be done, right?
Oh, let it go. Every time people have speculated that a trade was going to happen in the top five, it doesn't happen.
The second he walks off the stage, I want Bettman to go up to the mic and say, before we get to that first pick, we have a trade to announce.
We'll never say that at the first pick because they're picking.
Who knows? Who knows? I'm not saying it's the Habs. Could be something else.
No. Connor Bedard, usually when it's a team trading away their pick, it's right when
they wait until their turn.
Yes, they're not going to say it right now. Yeah, we have a trade to announce. By the way, Connor Bedard.
He's embracing the hate. There it is. There you go, Batman.
That's right. Boom.
Yes, yes, yes. Here we go. Come on, come on. Boo, Chicago.
Now you're talking.
Boo. Do they need it? Take the full 3 minutes. Take the full 3 minutes. I dare you.
They will. Why wouldn't they?
What? What are we waiting for? Like, we don't know who they're going to take. Look at them. Look at them.
Yeah, they're flipping the jerseys around.
Stand up. What are you doing?
Did you see that today? Somebody was walking around asking questions about the NHL draft in Nashville, and they get to Chicago's GM. I didn't even know it was him.
I'm furious that it's taking this long.
Yeah, the full 3 minutes. They're going to take it. The full 3 minutes. They're actually taking the full 3 minutes for this?
We all know
they're taking Connor Bedard. Like, why would they take the full 3 minutes for this? Just go up, make your selection. It's not like there's any question here. Let's go. Come on.
Unbelievable.
I wonder if that guy who was interviewing Kyle Davidson on the streets today is now looking at his screen and being like, oh, I interviewed this guy today. Oh, no, he's the GM of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Wait a minute. Isn't that that dude on the street?
Is that that dude who named every former Chicago Blackhawk ever?
Oh, my God. I like how everybody on Twitter is losing their mind at Chicago. Get up there already. Get up there.
You don't want to know some of the comments. I don't even want to bring it up. Related to the scandals, and then they take their time, and it's like, my God, everybody, relax.
Everybody, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, you see, I love it.
What's Pierre the secrets?
Pierre LeBrun, this would be a good time for Kyle Davidson to reintroduce himself for people who didn't know he was the GM of the Blackhawks. Tell you, everyone's going to troll that guy who's interviewing people on the street. Everybody. Oh, look,
the pick is in. Here we go. Who's it going to be?
You want madness?
Who's
you want
it going to be?
Instead of saying Connor Bedard,
Matvey Nichkov. Can you? The world would explode.
I would freak out. I think I might throw my laptop across the room. I will, people. I won't.
There you go. All right. Okay. Boo. Yeah, boo them.
First off, reintroduce yourself.
Boo again.
They're booing Vegas. Why?
Who's it going to be? Oh.
Nobody's watching.
Connor Bedard. Wow. No kidding.
Very proud. Of course, you did a masterclass tank job. Yeah. And even got lucky at the lottery.
Oh, nobody tanks like you, Chicago.
What a masterclass tank job. And the people are cheering like they thought that somebody else was going to get selected as the first overall pick.
One down. Here we go.
Yeah, now the other teams are going to take 3 minutes apiece.
Oh, boy. You had Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane, and now you roll right into the Connor Bedard era. Anyways.
You've already complained about this.
I've already complained about it. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of also forgot. I don't know why, but like in my mind, I'm like, when you pick your player, it's like, okay, and now we move on to the next one. But I forgot that they do the walk up, they put the jersey on, they take the pictures, and it slows down everything.
Well, yeah. But
all right, it's the all moment. Right, it's the right. moment. One down. Here we go. Whew. Yeah, they're saying on Tavia, it's like the chance of the lottery. Okay, yeah, but the only reason why they were in such a good position in the lottery was because they learned how to sink to the bottom real fast.
Huh.
Well, they already put his 98 on the jersey. You see that?
98 on the jersey. Look at that.
Yeah. That's his number, right?
Yeah.
That's odd.
Well, they're saying, this is your team, bud. Here you go. This is your team.
But normally speaking, it's always the number of the year. It should be 23, right? Year,
yeah. It should be 23. Yeah.
Oh, that's a little break of convention there.
Oh. Give the keys to the kingdom already. Go for it.
Yep. You're the guy. Why don't they slap a C on his chest immediately?
That's a good question, though. Who's going to be the captain of the Chicago Blackhawks?
Who plays for the Chicago Blackhawks right now? Oh. Go ahead and name me five people that play for the Blackhawks right now.
Do I have to?
No, you don't. Okay. No, you don't. Connor Bedard.
But if you want to.
So that's done.
Okay, so now things are going to start getting interesting because
now we get all interesting. The rumors,
well, is it going to right stay, away? Is it going to stick to the projections and the mock drafts that we've all seen where
Fantilli
do, or Fantilli. Is Anaheim going to come out of nowhere and surprise us with Matvei Michkov, or recently, all of a sudden, Leo Carlson. I said Leo's name like a pure Italian there. Leo Carlson.
Leo. It's Leo. Leo Carlson.
In true Italian fashion.
No, but you know what? This is the cool part now. Now that we got that out of the way, and yes, Connor Bedard, but now we literally get to figure out where the dice, or rather the dominoes, I should say, start falling. Because it should be Fantilli. Listen, it should be.
With the exception of last year, more often than not, the way the mock drafts are, especially Bob McKenzie's mock draft, the way it's usually listed is the way it plays out. Last year, I think the only person who got the projections more or less right was Pronger. And he's the one who projected Shane Wright was going to drop the fourth to Seattle. So
I still think that was wild, by the way. Not going first was one thing. Dropping a four is a whole other story.
It was wild because the Montreal Canadiens are the ones who made it wild by selecting Slafkovský first, even though a lot of sites and a lot of mock drafts had Slafkovský going first, because that's how tight it was. It was all a question of what they needed and what they wanted at that point.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. Imagine they take Michkov at two.
No, I'll say this. If you see Fantilli at two, it's going to pretty much go as you would think. I would expect it to go exactly as you would think.
This is wild stuff, man. They're on the clock, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. We find out what's going to happen.
But you got, I know they got Bedard, but it just feels wrong. It does.
I mean,
Chicago Blackhawks fans, they actually deserve quite a bit. They've had a good run. They're a very supportive fan base. All of that, but
Well, at the end of the day, it's because of the obvious tanking that they did. I know the whole thing with everything that's happened within the organization. It's not a good thing. You don't want to, like, it's almost like quasi just glossing over now because they got that first overall pick and stuff, and it's not good. But I mean, that aside, I've always liked the Blackhawks. I mean, it was my dad's favorite team growing up. I mean, I have a soft spot for them. Original Six, all that. I mean, it's you want those teams to be successful in the league. It helps the league overall. I just don't think maybe this year should have been the year that they net such a monumental player. You know what I mean? I guess that's my take on
again,
it.
If
it happens, so what are you going to do?
It's not rigged and all that, then these things happen. Like, what do you want to do, right?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. It's just, it is what it is and whatever. It's just whatever.
You know, so we're going to see. Now the real draft starts. The real NHL draft starts.
Vegas's admin on Twitter writes, dang, Chicago took our guy. Okay. Okay.
Vegas is not going to care for a while now. They got that cup. They're running with it. They made decisions that people question. They sacrificed picks and prospects and all that. But at the end of the day, nobody's going to care about that, especially the Vegas fan base. They got their Stanley Cup within six seasons.
I don't even want to talk about Vegas. I don't want to talk about Vegas. The choice is in for Anaheim. So that's good. Level. I talked to Bedard already. Stop fawning over him. Let's go. I want to know the perk. Oh, man. You know what I'm kind of nervous to also? Because I don't have everything like lined up perfectly, I would presume. So if I hit refresh on Twitter, I might see the pick before I see it on the screen. And I'm kind of trying to avoid that. Pagnotta, some chatter. Teams have called San Jose about Logan Couture and Thomas Hertl. Nothing close, just inquiries. And they're still trying to move
Eric Carlson.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
The real NHL draft.
Oh! I'm...
What is it gonna be?
Shh. Pat Verbeek.
I've been almost tripped.
Leo Carlson.
Wow.
Fantilli drops
to three.
Maybe.
Columbus is going to take him.
They have to. How do they not?
If Fantilli is another Shane Wright situation, he drops the fourth to San Jose, I don't understand. I won't understand. They obviously know something that we don't, or they're not watching the same player. But Leo Carlson goes second overall to the Anaheim Ducks.
Wow.
He's a big boy,
though, man. He's a big boy. 6'3". That's a big boy. That's a big boy.
There was rumors before the draft started that Leo Carlson, that Anaheim was interested in him. Dude, honestly, the Columbus Blue Jackets right now are probably doing backflips.
That's wow. Oh, boy. Oh, anything could happen now. That's it. That was the fuse. Oh, my God.
Well, okay, so hold on. It can still get a little wild. So Fantilli goes 3.
Yes. Will Smith 4, and you're still Michkov 5. But if they take Michkov at 4 or 3, Fantilli is now 3 or 4, and now you got Will Smith at 5. And everything kind of – that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter where the first four go as long as the first four stay the first four. You know what I'm saying? It's still wild. Everybody had Fantilli at 2, but now Fantilli's going to drop to 3 likely. I can't see them not taking him. How do they not take him? Wow. It's not like an oh my god insane surprise, but it's a pretty big one.
Well, it's because everybody had Fantilli at 2, no matter what.
I mean, they're gonna. I would be shocked to my core if they don't take Fantilli in Columbus. That would be the biggest shocker, because now you're saying Fantilli's going to sit there at San Jose for 4. That would be insane. And we know they're really high on Will Smith there too. I mean, it's crazy.
Like, there's no way Columbus leaves Fantilli behind. There's just no way. That's where he's going. He's going to Columbus.
Wow.
And you know what? Anaheim took less time to make that pick than Chicago did.
Well, sure.
Thank Bedard.
That's wild, man.
They must like the fact that Leo Carlson could practically come to the NHL and play right now. And the fact that he was still a projected top three pick anyway.
Wow.
Columbus is next, and they get a chance at Fantilli. You know what? I think if Montreal was 4th, they maybe would have tried trading up to get Fantilli. Maybe.
Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, literally, that's the moment. That's the moment. Anything can happen now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real NHL draft.
That's wild stuff. And it's, again, I'm not necessarily saying...
I just tweeted quite a few smiles at the Columbus table right now.
Well,
but you know what?
They were going to get a good player.
They were. They are. It's just they weren't expected to get the projected second overall pick.
Well, okay, but you had some people projecting Carlson was going to go to also. I mean, this isn't like a completely off the board pick. Do I think it's weird? Yes. Michkov there, you don't take him. You don't take Fantilli, who has been at 2 projected for the longest time. Internally, they prefer him. He's ready to jump in. It's a little wild. I mean, don't they have a lot of young centermen on that team?
Who?
Anaheim?
Well, they got Zegras, they got McTavish.
And now Carlson. I mean, these are 3 young dudes, man.
Well, I think what happens now is that Carlson either moves to number 2 and McTavish moves down to 3, or McTavish moves to the wing.
I guess. Because they still move somebody to the wing.
They also have Ryan Strome that's there.
Yeah.
They've got...
Oh, man, that's wild stuff. That's wild stuff. Oh, I love this stuff. I love it.
Somebody's writing, praying that Will Smith goes to three. Why? You're a Habs fan and you're saying that because this person's so adamant about and so gung-ho on Michkov. No. Well,
the choice is in for Columbus.
The specific Twitter account has been pushing Michkov for the last month.
I'm sure they're not alone.
They're not alone, but I don't think I've ever seen anybody push Michkov as much as this individual account has. It's almost to the point that anybody who says that Montreal should draft somebody else, this person's criticizing.
I mean, I can understand. Michkov, by all accounts, is the second most talented player. It's hard to pass up on a guy like that. Here we go. Blue Jackets. I'm not clicking refresh anymore. Here we go.
Here we go.
Come on. Yarbo. There he is.
So I'm going to spoil it for you.
Don't spoil it. Shut up. It's
Adam Fantilli.
Shut up. Let me see it. What are you spoiling?
Adam Fantilli is number three.
Okay. Well, that was easy. That was easy.
Renaud Lavoie just tweeted that Montreal will not be trading their fifth pick.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you'd have to blow us out of the water for me to see a move.
You know what? We'll make a quick, bold prediction here because obviously San Jose's next. San Jose will take Michkov. And Montreal will get, and I will get, the player that I want. Listen, Fantilli is still third overall, top three pick, but it's a nice little surprise.
It's just a different destination. He was going in the top three. There was no way the kid was going to drop out of top three. So instead of the sunny, warm weather of Anaheim, he has to go freeze his ass in Columbus. What are you going to do?
He's in the NHL, and it's not the Arizona Coyotes. He's going to the NHL. Columbus has a very nice city. Per Eric Engels, Fantilli to Columbus. This is the best year to have the third pick in the draft in recent memory.
Yeah, not you couldn't have it in a last two times the Habs had a third overall pick.
No, we ruin third overall picks. Or we take the wrong one.
All the time.
It's the curse of the third overall pick. That's why I don't want Montreal to have the third overall pick. But if there's a year that they could have had the third overall, I would have been okay with this year.
The biggest question is this. We've been waiting this whole time. It's this moment. San Jose goes up. San Jose selects Will Smith, hypothetically. Realistically, it's at that given point that every single deal that's on the table is being looked at again one last time. And if you're going to have a trade, it's at that moment. If they don't take Will Smith and they take Michkov instead, I cannot see that pick being moved. It's going to be Will Smith to the Habs 100%. There's no way they go off the record. There's no way off the board. Off the board. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
Well, I got your back.
Yeah.
This Trevor Timmins redemption? I don't think so.
Trevor Timmins redemption.
That was just an easy pick for him.
You could have bare minimum hockey knowledge and have made that pick. Oh man, that's wild stuff.
I do wonder, I'd love to ask, if Fantilli wasn't available at three, who was he going to pick?
He would have taken Carlson probably. I mean, he would have taken Carlson. Someone's posting a picture where Fantilli was doing an interview before the draft, and the guy's holding up a Fantilli jersey from Anaheim. Whoops. Whoops. Oh, man.
No indication right now that the Montreal Canadiens have a deal in place for their first round pick. Five teams called so far, but no deal. Okay, that's an old tweet. Reynolds just, somebody just retweeted. My bad.
Yeah.
It's not happening. Bedard's already signing his entry level contract.
Yeah, of course. So here, biggest question ever. Sharks go nuts. They take Leonard. You got Smith and Michkov. I think you've asked me this, but like, what do you do?
You know my answer to this. I'm taking Smith.
Oh, that's so.
And my reason for that is while Michkov is probably the more talented player, by the time he comes to Montreal, I feel like Will Smith will already be producing at a point per game, if not a bit better.
Okay. So what if Michkov comes and he's 140-point player?
Am I gonna be disappointed that Will Smith is putting up 85 to 95 points while the other one's putting 100 to 105, 110? It's like we're talking about 10, 15 points. I'm not scoffing at 10, 15 points, but
it's a lot of points. Oh boy. Come on, San Jose.
I also just think that Montreal is going to go after Will Smith because I've already said it, the link between and the connection between him and Ken Hughes.
And Ken Hughes. Yeah.
I mean, Ken Hughes already went and acquired another one of his players that he used to represent in New Hook. He's going to collect all of his old players.
Don't you spoil this for me. San Jose is going up. Don't click no Twitter. You just look at the screen. They're going up right now. Oh, baby. San Jose, stay in your lane.
At least they're not taking the full 3 minutes.
Stay in your lane. Oh, boy. Here we go. Oh, man. Here we go. Don't you say a word. Not a word.
I'm actually not looking because I want to. Mike Greer. You got drunk at that bar, didn't you? Boo.
Here we go.
Don't ruin it for me. I think I might be just behind you.
Patrick Marleau making the pick. Nice touch. Here we go. It's not overall. Will Smith!
I didn't see it yet!
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Damn it!
Wow.
Damn it!
Okay.
Montreal Canadiens are going to take Matt Michkov, aren't they? All right. Okay. Wow, all right. Man.
Will.
Okay. Already, Team Tank 2024. If we don't trade the pick and don't take Michkov, I'll never forgive Kent Hughes for the emotional trauma.
This is wild.
People are expecting him to trade. Look at everyone's panicking.
Everybody's going relax, insane. Montreal.
Relax.
It's Mishkov relax. Or not Mishkov.
Even a friend of ours, Luca.
Look at him. Look they at better him smiling, Ken Hughes. They go to they pan to Ken Hughes' face. He's sitting there smiling.
He's so like, what a poker face. He's just there chilling. Ken Hughes is not saying a word. No poker, like nothing. He doesn't want to say anything.
Oh, this is wild. Well, they got him. They got Smith over there. That was the guy Kent Hughes wanted, allegedly.
That was the guy I wanted.
That was the guy Vito wanted. I'm sort of with Michkov. I think at five you get the second best talented player in the league, or rather in the draft.
Everybody's freaking. Kent Hughes is grinning at the table. What does it mean?
Doesn't mean nothing. He's staring right in the camera. He's staring into my soul.
It means that he just saw the guy he represented go fourth overall in the NHL draft. That's what that means.
Oh my God.
Okay, so it's confirmed. They're not trading the pick. They're picking.
Why? Where do you get confirmed? I see the clock ticking. You never know.
I just heard Renan Lavoie talking about it.
Pagnotta saying not much activity at the table right now. Hughes and Gorton sitting nice and calmly. They're gonna do it.
Honestly, I think they really were hopeful that Will Smith was going to be there at five. I think that whoever they draft now...
You know what? I think they're sitting so calmly because they knew that a trade was now automatically going to be sent in because Will Smith is gone. They're moving back. Look, he's busy laughing his ass off. He's having a great time.
This guy loves playing with our fan base, doesn't he? But in a good way, in a fun, positive way. Carey Price is there. Oh, but he was laughing with Chantal, Micah B.
No one's moving. No one's talking.
You know what? If they do take Matvey Michkov, I think the first question I got to ask is how can they buy that contract out? Is there a way that Montreal can hush-hush speak
maybe
terminate that contract?
Maybe. I mean, it's gotta be.
They're not on the phones. They're taking the full 3 minutes.
Well, because I don't know.
They're waiting to see if 10 seconds or 15 seconds in or whatever.
Imagine someone calls last minute. Fine, we'll do it. It's extortion, but we'll do it. They're just sitting there, man. They're just sitting there. What is happening? Oh, man. He's just sitting so calmly.
Well, the pick is in.
The pick is in. The pick is in. They're picking. Here we go. They didn't pick up a phone. He sat there the whole time.
They were waiting. Dude, they were literally waiting to see who...
If anybody Carey Price is going to make the announcement, and he's been practicing, Matvey Michkov. I swear to God, if he says Leonard, I don't know. I don't think the internet is ready. I mean, it has to be. I don't know. It has to be. They're picking. No cool trade. Here we go. Are you synced up with me? They're all on stage now?
Dave's messaging. Dave, don't do this to us. Dave, do not do it to us. Don't let us know. We're going to find out in a minute, in a second.
What do you say?
Come on. He's messaging. No, Kent, we don't need congratulations. Just make the pick.
Woo!
Don't ruin it for me, Matt.
I'm not. Price to make the pick. Oh my God. Bonsoir. What? David Reinbacher.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No way. We just. Why?
Oh my God.
They did it.
What in the world? What in the world?
They actually freaking did what I was hopeful in saying that they weren't going to do this.
I cannot believe that just happened. I cannot believe that just happened. I cannot believe what just happened.
What the? Wow. They must have really thought that they were going to be able to get, and not even Ryan Leonard.
I cannot believe what just happened.
I mean, he's a big boy, but geez.
I cannot believe what just happened. He could have moved back. Why wouldn't he move back? He had 5 offers on the table. How do you not move back to go pick him up? Another defenseman. Another defenseman.
Well, it's a right-handed defenseman. Keep that in mind. But yeah, it's...
Oh my God. How do you pass up on Michkov? How do you not take Leonard? You need... All I can say is to stand by my words at the beginning of what we talked about. While I completely do not understand this pick at all, I have to put my faith in them that they know something more than I do. And I hope in a couple of years' time I can look back on this and laugh when this guy is a top defenseman in the league. That's all I can hope. That's all I can hope. But that to me makes absolutely no sense.
Oh, man.
Duke Hughes is talking. Hold on.
So they loved him since the beginning of the year.
But I can't believe it. I can't even believe it. Also, I mean, not to go back to this because it's like not even a thing, but like what the hell was that all about with Carey Price? Did he really forget the kid's name?
I don't think so. Maybe. Maybe he got stage fright. I'm not sure.
He forgot his name.
He should have just been like David. I mean, Matvey Michkov. Ryan.
I literally thought it was going to be. How do you make a joke? I'm like, David, and he smiled, and then I thought he was going to say, no, from CSKA, Matvey Michko. I mean, I cannot
This is what I don't like. Some people are saying that at that point, the Canadiens should have just accepted the Nashville trade offer. That I don't agree with.
I don't think Reinbacher's there at 15.
You know, he's really definitely not there at 15. He wouldn't have been there at 15, 100%. I mean, there were some mock drafts who had him in the top five. I mean, some.
I am literally blown away by that.
Wow. Okay, this is all this torture of a terrible season to pick this guy. Are you serious? Listen, everybody, whoever is crapping on the kid right now, he's a kid. And at the end of the day, he's still somebody that was projected to go in the top eight. It's not the kid's fault he got drafted fifth overall. All right? So don't support the decision. They obviously know something we don't. Unfortunately, it seems like they went based on need rather than the best player available. We'll see what happens. But yeah, this was the type of move or selection that most of us feared would happen. There was rumors of it, but we feared that this was what would happen.
I'm blown away. I mean, on one hand, I could respect the balls on this management team to do a thing like this, but on the other hand, it just this to me just wasn't the time. Wasn't the time.
Next year is a better pool of defenseman prospects, but
Arizona. Wow, man. Imagine redemption tour. He comes back and one of the trades on the table was for something big and he gets a pick in the top 10 and he goes and gets somebody else. No way. I'm blown away. Who are they taking? Arizona? Who? What? They didn't even...
They went with Simachev.
Michkov and Leonard are still there.
That's because they took the next best defenseman.
I legitimately can't...
Actually, he's understand. Not even the next best defenseman. What am I talking about?
Nobody knows what the hell is going on.
Yeah, now it's madness. Now madness is happening. Montreal's created madness.
Oh my god. That is something. That is something. Hold on. Reinbacher talking. Wow, man. I'm like, I'm still trying to process what we just witnessed. All the speculation, all the thought behind, oh, they're going to move back this, that. Oh, would it be so bad if they did one of those trades and moved back to 8 or 9 and took Reinbacher and whatever? And everybody's like, even if they made a trade that moved them back to 8 and got another first round pick and another top player, and you walked out of the draft with Reinbacher, people were still pissed. Could you imagine what those people are saying right now?
Well, but we said this before we even started going live, is that, or even at the very start of the episode, is there's going to be a huge contingent of fans that are not going to accept this. there's going to be a huge contingent of fans that are going to
wow.
talk about, you know, throwing their jersey away and moving on to another team and favoring another team and so on. And wow, to me, those are the true fans.
You no, support listen, 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 listen. Make, yes, yes. You support your team. You support your team no matter what. But that doesn't mean that they're not subject to criticism. As fans, that is literally why we pay. We get to go. We get to watch. We get to say what we want. But I'm sitting back here, and we've all heard all the stories. We've seen all of the player comparables. We've seen every single person out there have an opinion about it. And I mean, it was like this was such a far-fetched thing that it was kind of like a joke. People were saying, "Oh, imagine if they took Reinbacher."
I'm not gonna say it's far-fetched, because the reason why people are saying imagine that they're gonna take Reinbacher is because there was a chance that they would take Reinbacher. There was already speculation that Reinbacher was one of the players that Montreal really liked. I do think that if Will Smith was there at five, they would have taken Will Smith over Reinbacher. But that's not how it played out. Now, the thing is that now you have Arizona Coyotes who also passed that by Michkov, and I'm almost certain that that he's not going to get past Washington. But we've heard and we've read that Philly's really, really into Ryan Leonard. So now they got a decision to make between Ryan Leonard and Michkov.
Could you imagine he's going to fall all the way to Washington and they didn't have to do anything to get him? They didn't have to trade. They didn't have to do anything. That to me is absolute insanity. Insanity.
It makes me wonder if Kent Hughes grinning was either because of the whole, like they knew they were acting it out with Carey Price based on everything that happened on social media and people talk about Reinbacher. He was grinning because he knew that chaos was about to ensue in a different direction. That chaos was going to happen for a different reason.
He's grinning because they probably had a list of priorities of players and they said if somehow, someway Fantilli falls, he's our guy. If Carlson falls, he's our guy. If Smith falls, he's our guy. And since all of them were taken, they took the next guy that they had on their list, and he was there, and it's Reinbacher, and that's who they picked. So he was all smiles. He goes, "It's everything's going according to our plan. It's not a problem." But how do you put him ahead of a guy like Michkov? How do you put him ahead of a guy like Leonard, who apparently they were so high on? Dude, all of a sudden they woke up and said, "You know what? We thought about it, and a 5 foot, 10 and a half power forward really isn't somebody we want." And Mavi Michkov, you know, we thought about it. We really don't want to wait the 3 years, and we're not even sure if he's going to come here, yada, yada, yada. Did the geopolitics really play a factor? We'll never know.
To that point, Reinbacher just confirmed he's got another year of school left before he could consider coming over. So
that is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Wow, man.
You think that's crazy? I'm sure the few Arizona fans that there are wondering, what the heck? Why'd you guys pick Simashev when there was all those players available?
Listen, Philly's going up right now. Maybe they also go off the board and they do something insane. I have no idea.
They're thinking Ryan Leonard.
No, but honestly, the thing that bothers me the most about it is you had apparently five picks on the table. And you're telling me out of all those picks, none of them would have had you fall back, I don't know, two or three, be it Philly, be it Detroit, Washington. Listen, even. You know, Reinbacher would have been there. He would have been there.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
I want to just say this. Jay Fresh brought up a good point. Michkov being better doesn't mean that Reinbacher projects as just a middle pair defenseman. Some people are coming through with very confident takes, surely based on extensive NLA viewings. You got to give this kid a chance.
No, he's going to be a good player. You got to not look at it that way. Like anybody who's looking at it that way, David Reinbacher is going to be a really good defenseman. Will he be a number one? If you're picked fifth overall, you should be.
Okay, hold on.
Michkov to the Flyers. There you go. A perfect gift for Philadelphia. And somebody just wrote it. This is the revenge for Cole Caulfield when they took Cam York. This is the revenge moment.
Oh, come on. You can't make
this. This is the revenge moment. They got a guy who is the second best skilled player in the entire draft. They're in rebuild mode. They don't need him right away. And he's going to show up and he is going to be a thorn in the side of everybody for a long, long time.
Get pucked.